Welcome to L'Espluga FM Radio. La nostra història avui és una història de por, d'un pallasso. El pallasso en anglès es diu clown. La història es diu Clown Statue. A rich young couple with two children lived in a beautiful house near the city. The couple had hired a babysitter to look after their two children while they went out for dinner. The babysitter's name was Morgan, and she had long dark hair. The couple gave Morgan their telephone numbers and told her to call them if she had any questions. They asked her to give the children something to eat and then put them to bed. The mother asked if she would watch TV in their bedroom, as that is where the children would go if they woke during the night. When the couple had left, Morgan made spaghetti for the children. They sat at the kitchen table to eat. When they finished the spaghetti, Morgan gave the children a small bowl of ice cream. She helped them to brush their teeth. She helped them to put on their pajamas. She put them to bed and read them a story. And soon, the children were fast asleep. Morgan went into the couple's bedroom and switched on the TV. There was a statue of a clown in the corner of the room. She felt as if its eyes were watching her. She watched her favorite TV show, but often glanced at the clown statue. It was life-sized, and she thought it was moving. Morgan became more and more uncomfortable as she watched the TV. She looked at the clown statue again and again. Morgan went to check on the children. They were still asleep. She did not want to return to the bedroom with the strange clown statue. She decided to phone the couple at the restaurant and ask if she could watch TV in the living room instead of the bedroom.
"Yes, of course you can," replied the father.
"The clown statue is making me feel strange."
"Which clown statue?" asked the father.
"The life-sized one in your bedroom," she replied.
The father was silent for a moment. Then he said,
"Pick up the children, put them in your car and leave. Don't hesitate, don't return to the bedroom. Just get the kids and leave. Drive to the police station."
"What's wrong?"
asked the girl, confused.
"We don't have a clown statue," replied the father.
Morgan ran to the children's room and picked up a child in each arm and then ran to her car. As she put the children in the car, she looked back at the bedroom window and saw the white painted face of the clown looking at her through the curtains. The police soon arrived and arrested the clown. He was an evil clown with a big knife, and Morgan and the children were lucky to escape.